الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا إنما الخمر والميسر والأنصاب والأزلام رجس من عمل الشيطان فاجتنبوه لعلكم تفلحون. صدق الله العظيم. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: الخمر جماء الإثم، وكما قال صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم. Respected elders and beloved brother in Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has undoubtedly showered upon us many, many favors, many bounties. We cannot count the bounties that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with. Day and night we are enjoying the bounties and the special favors and the privileges that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with. Allahu alladhi khalaqa as-samawati wal-arda wa anzala min as-samai ma'a fa akhraja bihi min ath-thamarati rizqan lakum. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the sole creator of the heavens and the earth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created the skies. Allah Rabbul Izzat sends rain down from the heavens, sends rain down from the skies, by which crops grow, by which we eat, we get food. فَأَخْرَجَ بِهِ مِنَ الثَّمَرَاتِ رِزْقًا لَكُمْ وَسَخَّرَ لَكُمُ الْفُلْكَ لِتَجْرِيَ فِي الْبَحْرِ بِأَمْرِهِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has subjugated many things to insan. Allah ta'ala has given many things to the control of insan. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given insan the ability to travel upon the earth, to travel upon the ocean. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given insan the ability to even travel in the skies also. Allah ta'ala mentions that Allah ta'ala has subjugated ships for you, large, large vessels, wherein a person can travel on the mighty ocean throughout the world. This is a ni'mat, a great ni'mat from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala makes mention of this ni'mat in the Quran Majid also, that you can create large vessels and travel upon the ocean with it. This is only a bounty from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَسَخَّرَ لَكُمُ الْفُلْكَ لِتَجْرِيَ فِي الْبَحْرِ بِأَمْرِ وَسَخَّرَ لَكُمُ الْأَنْهَارِ وَسَخَّرَ لَكُمُ الشَّمْسَ وَالْقَمَرَ دَائِبِينَ وَسَخَّرَ لَكُمُ اللَّيْلَ وَالنَّهَارِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us day. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us night. Allah ta'ala gives us the sun during the day. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us the moon during the night. This is all bounties. This is all favors from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala changes the day into night, changes the night into day. Allah ta'ala has given us work to do in the day and work to do in the night. This is from the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And thereafter Allah ta'ala mentions, وَآتَاكُم مِّن كُلِّ مَا سَأَلْتُمُوهُ. Then whatever you ask from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah ta'ala's favors have no limit. Allah ta'ala's bounties have no limit. Nabi Akrim also mentioned the hadith Qudsi, لَأَنَّ أَوَّلَكُمْ وَآخِرَكُمْ وَإِنسَكُمْ وَجِنَّكُمْ قَامُوا فِي سَعِيدٍ وَاحِدٍ فَسَأَلُونِي. That every insan, every jinnat, from the time of Adam alayhi salam, right till the last person to be born upon the surface of this earth, have to all gather in one plane, and every person begs from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, every person pleads from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Rabbul Izzat gives each and every person every request of his. Allah ta'ala fulfills every request of his. Whatever he asks for, Allah ta'ala gives it to him. مَا نَقَصَ ذَلِكَ مِنْ عِنْدِي إِلَّا كَمَا يَنْقُصُ الْمِخْيَةُ إِذَا أُدِخْلِ الْبَحْرِ. Nabi Akrim says, mentioned the hadith that Allah Rabbul Izzat mentions that every person were to be given everything he had asked for, it will not diminish in the kingdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not to that extent also, where a person were to take a needle, place it into the oceans of the world and remove that needle, how much of water is left on the needle? You cannot even compare it. You cannot even compare it to the oceans of the world. So vast And so limitless is the kingdom and the treasures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that it will not diminish even to that extent from the vast treasures and the kingdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala mentions, وَإِن تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا. That if you had to count the ni'mas of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the special favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you will never ever be able to count it. إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَظَلُومٌ كَفَّارٌ. But man is ungrateful. Man is oppressive upon himself. Allah Rabbul Izzat has given us life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us health. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us wealth. These are all favors from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned in the hadith that take value and appreciate five things before five things happen. اِخْتَمِمْ خَمْسًا قَبْلَ خَمْسٍ. That value five things. Treasure these five ni'mas that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us before something happens, before a time comes when these ni'mas are taken away from you. One is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us youth. A person is young. Treasure it, value it, appreciate it, and spend your youth in a correct manner before old age reaches a person. Spend your wealth in a correct manner before that wealth is taken away from you. غِنَاكَ قَبْلَ فَقْرِكَ. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given a person wealth. Use that wealth in a correct way before that wealth is gone. وَصِحَّةَ قَبْلَ مَرَضِكَ. That a person has good health. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses a person with good health. Use it in a correct way before a time comes when he wishes to do things, when he wants to do good actions, when he wants to do good deeds, but now he no longer has the strength to do it, and is unable to do it. Value your free time. فَرَاغَقَ. Value your free time before a person becomes busy, and he does not have the time to do it anymore. He becomes preoccupied in many, many things, and now he wishes to do good actions, but he cannot do it because he genuinely does not have the time to do it. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us this life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent us into this world for a purpose. And we have come for an objective in this world. Treasure it, appreciate it. Why? Because a time will come when we'll have to leave this world. And Nabi Akram Sasa mentions that the people of Jannat even, they will even have one regret also. Even the people of Jannat will also have a regret. And what is the regret of the people of Jannat? That whatever time, whatever moments of their life that they spend in this world, not in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they will regret that time. So friends and elders, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us the time. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us hope. We have come into this world for a purpose. It is upon us to fulfill that purpose. Friends and elders, as we are well aware, there have been a lot of posters, etc., going around regarding the need of that hour, that we should address this one topic, and that is the regards to alcohol abuse, drug abuse. We have reached that time of the year again. We're coming towards the end of the year, and it is a time when the forces of Batil, the forces of Dajjal, the forces of Shaitan, they make a very, very hard effort in turning a person away from the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As I mentioned in the hadith, Al-Khamru Jumma'ul Ithm. That wine, alcohol, is like the mother of all evils. Friends and elders, we find that this is such an evil, this is such a harm, that you can turn a person away from being the best person to being the worst person. It changes the entire moral outlook of a person. Friends and elders, this is such a calamity, and it's a very, very silent problem that has crept through society, wherein a person begins abusing substances, and you find that so many problems developed, one after another. How often we find a mother will come, or a father will come, and begin pleading that, please assist us, our child has now gone towards abusing these substances, alcohol abuse, whatever other abuse that is taking place, be it in the form of drinking, be it in the form of inhaling, be it in the form of sniffing, be it in the form of smoking, be it in the form of injecting, and whatever other ways a person takes these things, orally, or however else a person takes these things. But it has become such a problem that, like one mother said a few years ago, that I do not know what type of a person I'm living with. My child has now turned towards drugs. I do not know what type of a person I'm living with. One day he could be a murderer. One day it could be a burglar. One day he could be a robber. One day he hits me. One day he empties my house of whatever possessions I have. I do not feel safe living with such a person. So this is a very, very evil problem that has crept through society, and we find that it is only in the increase. Friends and elders, this month of Rabiul Awwal, on the one hand, it is known that Nabi Akrim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the Mubarak birth of Nabi Akrim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, took place in this month. But what is also certain is that Nabi Akrim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam made parda from this dunya also in this month of Rabiul Awwal. And that is certain, historically proven. Friends and elders, when Nabi Akrim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam made parda from this dunya, then we know that that was the first sign of the coming of Qiyamah. That now Qiyamah is going to come. And as the years pass by, and as the time goes further and further away, more and more signs are now becoming prevalent. And we find that in our current time and in our current situation, there are so many forces of batil that are taking place. There are so many tests, so many trials, so many tribulations that are taking place. One need not needs to even look for it. It is so apparent in front of us. When you look at the Mubarak lands, Mubarak Haramain Sharifain, the Mubarak lands of Arabia, we will find clearly that the signs that are showing us that the forces of Dajjal and the times of and the signs of Qiyamah are well and truly prevalent amongst us. That we find that we have reached such a time when previously you should get 3 million people performing Hajj. But now Hajj has gone down, has been cut down for the past 2 years. 50,000 to 60,000 people have performed Hajj this year. And in the same Mubarak land, in the same Mubarak place, the land of Sahaba, the progeny of Sahaba, the land where Nabi Akrim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in that same Mubarak land, in that very same year, wherein only 50,000 people perform Hajj, 250,000 people attend a rap concert, a rock concert. In the Mubarak lands. So friends and elders, if our eyes do not open up to the reality that the forces of Dajjal are making an all-out effort, if this does not open up our eyes to the reality of the times that you are facing, then as Mullah Abdul Hamid Sahib mentioned, that if a person's eyes are not open up to the reality, then he needs to start reciting Surah Kahf day every Friday for his eyes to be opened up to the reality of the times that you are facing. Friends and elders, so this is the condition that has come upon us. We find that Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions that it is such an evil that one evil can lead to many, many evils. There is one incident recorded of one person. He was imprisoned. And in prison it was said to him that you will have to commit one of the three crimes. You have no choice in the matter. You will have to commit one of the three crimes. One crime is this, that you will have to consume alcohol. The second crime is that you will have to commit murder. Or the third crime is that you will have to commit zina. And he was locked up in a room, and all three were placed in front of him, all three opportunities were placed in front of him, and he was given the choice of doing either one of the three. So he thought to himself that I definitely cannot commit zina, even though the opportunity was there for him. He said, I definitely cannot do it. It's a very, very evil crime. And neither can I murder a person. So I will go for what I think is to be the least of the three evils. And he decided to go and consume the alcohol. And it so happened that after he consumed that alcohol, he lost all his senses. When a person is in that condition, in whatever he uses, whatever he takes to intoxicate himself, he does not know what he is doing. He has lost all his senses. And after losing his senses, he thereafter goes and he commits the murder, and he also commits the zina also. So this is what is meant, that wine, alcohol, and substance abuse, and whatever other kind of intoxicant a person is involved in, it will now lead him to do other gunas and sins. And from becoming a good person in society, he loses all respect, all dignity, all honor, and thereafter he loses his social life, he loses his wealth, he loses his health. In one hadith, the mafhum of his Nabi Akrim also mentions that alcohol and iman cannot stay together in one body. A person has alcohol and a person has iman in his body, the two of them cannot stay together. A time will come when one of them will throw the other one out from his body. So such a severe warning has been mentioned regarding a person taking these things and a person being involved in this. Friends and elders, we have reached the time of the year where after the youngsters finish their exams, how unfortunate we find that after having succeeded and having given the results, now they turn to the wrong company, they turn to the wrong avenues, and they begin busying themselves in the wrong things, and one thing leads to another, and then they fall into the trap of shaitan, and their entire life is ruined thereafter. So friends and elders, it is for us now to ensure this time has come, that let us protect our youth, ensure that they are not involved in this wrong. And the first step, my respected friends and elders, let us link them up to the effort of the masjid. We're finding that the effort of Dajjal is taking place. We're finding the effort of shaitan and the forces of batil are taking place. We also need to make an effort. And we need to make an effort to the masjid. Turn our youth towards the masjid. Allah Ta'ala mentioned in the Quran Majid, "Utlu ma uhiya ilayka min al-kitabi wa aqimis salah. Inna salata tanha anil fahsha'i wal munkar." That verily salah, establishment of salah, bringing about salah in a person's life, making the masjid abad, becoming a person of the masjid, this alone will be a protection from a person being involved in this kind of actions and these kind of deeds. It will protect a person. So, friends and elders, this time is coming. Let us make dua for our children, make dua for our progenies, make dua for our youth. And also, it is mentioned that if a person is already involved in these things, then let us turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and seek the help that we can. The first step for a person finding cure in these things is to accept that he has a problem. Do not be in a state of denial. Accept that he has a problem. Seek the assistance. We make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala protect us all. May Allah ta'ala protect our youth. May Allah ta'ala protect our progenies to come from this evil that is creeping in society and demolishing our society, from this evil that is ruining lives of many, many people. May Allah protect us all and save us all. وآخر الدوام عن الحمد لله.